Tuesday, the first angel's message. In Revelation 14, there is an interesting warning. The angels fly in mid-air, and they have an eternal gospel to proclaim. What does the first angel say in a loud voice? Fear God and give him glory. Why? Because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water. Interesting. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water. When you have a look at Exodus 20, we read there in verse 8, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Verse 11, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in. Same text. Remember the Sabbath day, worshipping the Creator. And here, the last warning, first angel's message. Worship the Creator. Fear the Lord, fear God. Give honor to him. That's important. Give him glory. Because the hour of the judgment has come. Now, time of decision, Sabbath or Sunday. Very, very interesting. So, the end time will be a time when everything is turned over. The United States and the papacy will form a union, a bond of unity. And we, as real Christians, will form a unity too, a bond of love, united by Jesus' love. And then, the devil wants to force everyone to come on his side. And God warns, be aware, be aware. And if we trust in him, we will come into the oven, but Jesus will be with us. They cannot do any harm if he is with us. They cannot do even any harm when they kill you, because he will resurrect you. Death, what is death? Death is nothing for Jesus. He wakes you up. As you wake up your kid in the morning and say, darling, it's time to get up. So easy it is for Jesus to resurrect you from the dead. This is a small task for him. He's a creator. He can make things out of nothing. And in this last period of earth history, the test will be whom you are worshipping, the false one or the right one, Sabbath or Sunday, false Sabbath, correct Sabbath. In the desert, the devil would have been pleased if Jesus had worshipped him. He was willing to give him everything for that. Only for this. So in the end time, the devil puts all eggs in one basket. He wants you to worship him on Sunday. And God, the Father and Jesus, they warn you, say, worship on Sabbath. And then you have to decide. There, death will follow. Here, eternal life will follow on the side of Jesus. On which side do you want to be?